When a Yakuza enforcer threatens to erase you and maybe your family, most people would back down. For Jake Adelstein, it was just another occupational hazard. As the first American journalist to work the crime beat for Japan's largest newspaper, Adelstein's journey took him from idealistic rookie to hardened investigator who stared down Japan's most feared gangster. His investigation into how Tadamasa Goto, a blacklisted Yakuza boss, managed to enter America and receive a liver transplant put him directly in the crosshairs of Japan's criminal elite. What makes this story so compelling isn't just the danger he faced, but how his journey transformed him. As he later reflected, "I fought poison with poison, and probably poisoned myself in the process, but that was the only way to do it." In July 1992, Jake Adelstein ranked 59th out of 100 applicants on the Yomiuri Shinbun entrance exam. During his interview, when asked about being Jewish and controlling the world economy, he quipped that if that stereotype were true, he wouldn't need a modest-paying newspaper job, a response that helped secure his position. Before starting, Adelstein arranged an unusual internship at the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Press Club, where veteran journalist Ansei Inoue taught him 8 reporting rules: preserve sources, work quickly, remain skeptical, gather all information, track unfinished stories, verify with 3 sources, use reverse pyramid structure, and avoid inserting personal opinions. His first assignment involved Israeli street vendors paying protection money to Yakuza. After 2 days observing from a Mr. Donut shop, he documented Yakuza collecting shodai from vendors who couldn't report to police due to visa concerns. His article unexpectedly made the national edition, remarkable for someone not yet officially employed. Adelstein's start at the notorious Urawa office, known for disillusion, desperation, suffering, was essentially an elaborate hazing ritual. 4 rookies quickly bonded: Tsuji, Frenchie, Kuchi, Chappie, Yoshihara, the face, and Adelstein, the gaijin. Their duties extended beyond reporting to taking dinner orders, maintaining scrapbooks, writing birth announcements, and covering local sports. Their first real assignment was investigating a murder where a man was found stabbed in a station wagon. Though initially mistaken for a delivery boy, Adelstein discovered the victim had been having an affair with a missing co-worker named Yoshiyama. After months without success, Adelstein's breakthrough came through questionable tactics. While investigating a pickpocket case, he needed information from the uncooperative Detective Chief Fuji. Adelstein secretly photographed an unrelated police bulletin about a thief and threatened to publish it. Fuji, backed into a corner, traded exclusive pickpocket details in exchange for Adelstein dropping the thief story. After a boring stint covering politics, Adelstein was assigned to Tokyo's 4th district, essentially hell itself. Now married to Sunao, a bilingual reporter, his new beat included Kabukicho, Tokyo's notorious red light district, teeming with drugs, prostitution, sexual slavery, yakuza, and endless vice. His partner Okimura was a former kickboxer experienced in Yokohama's criminal underworld. His predecessor warned that district reporters were merely cannon fodder, adding that Kabukicho murders were routinely downgraded to avoid investigations. His first case involved the mature Hot Wives Party Palace, a $400,000-a-year prostitution operation. When he naively asked what hanban meant, the room erupted in giggles as Detective Shimozawa explained it meant actual intercourse. Afterward, Alien Cop offered a tour of Kabukicho, revealing Tokyo's complex sex industry ecosystem. "The restriction on normal intercourse makes it more interesting," Alien Cop explained. "It forces people to search for new avenues of erotic pleasure." This paradox, strict public morality alongside thriving underground vice, became central to Adelstein's understanding of Japan. The disappearance of Lucy Blackman, a former British Airways stewardess working as a hostess in Roppongi, became one of Adelstein's most haunting cases. She vanished on July 1, 2000, after telling a roommate she was meeting a customer who would buy her a cell phone. 2 days later, her roommate received a strange call claiming Lucy had joined a cult. Adelstein gathered information in Roppongi about a suspicious customer named Yuji, who preferred blondes. By October, police had identified Joji Obara as a suspect, arresting him for sexual assault in another case. Obara's pattern involved luring foreign women to look at the ocean, drugging them, and sexually assaulting them while unconscious. Police found videos documenting over 100 such assaults among thousands of items seized from his properties. In February, Lucy's remains were discovered hidden in a cave wall at Miura Beach, her head encased in concrete. When Adelskian broke the news to Tim Blackman, he responded quietly, "It's good to know what really happened." The case highlighted Japan's flawed approach to sexual assault. Earlier complaints about Obara, if taken seriously, might have saved Lucy's life. Returning to the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department in 2003, Adelstein covered Susumu Kajiyama, the Emperor of Loan Sharks, a Yamaguchi-gumi yakuza who built a nationwide predatory lending network. Kajiyama revolutionized loan sharking by purchasing databases of indebted individuals and approaching them directly. His operation maintained professional storefronts while charging interest rates up to 1,250 times the legal limit. When borrowers defaulted, his collectors used intimidation tactics that sometimes drove victims to suicide. Adelstein discovered Japan has 22 officially recognized yakuza groups. The three largest are the Sumiyoshi Kai, 12,000 members, Inagawa Kai, 10,000 members, and the dominant Yamaguchi Gumi, 40,000 members. Japan's total yakuza membership of 86,000 far exceeds the American mafia at its peak. Modern yakuza function as legitimate corporate entities with the same rights as ordinary citizens, infiltrating real estate, securities trading, and legitimate businesses. In 2006, Tokyo police identified about 1,000 yakuza front companies, primarily in construction, real estate, finance, bars, and consulting. Adelstein's most dangerous investigation targeted Tadamasa Goto, Japan's most notorious gangster, who controlled the Yamaguchi Gumi's Tokyo expansion with over 100 front companies and wealth exceeding $500 million. The investigation revealed a shocking deal. Goto received a UCLA liver transplant in 2001 by offering the FBI Yakuza intelligence in exchange for a U.S. visa. After his transplant, he provided minimal information before returning to Japan. By late 2007, Goto discovered Adelstein's investigation and planned to kill him. Under police protection, an officer warned Adelstein, "If you go home, you put your family in the crossfire," advising him to publish quickly. Once it's printed, there's less incentive to kill you. After Japanese publications refused the story, the Washington Post published it on May 11. Adelstein later contributed to a Japanese anthology naming Goto and three other Yakuza liver transplant recipients. On October 14, Goto was expelled from the Yamaguchi-gumi, officially for partying, but police confirmed the publication was decisive. By April 2009, Goto had taken Buddhist vows to become a priest, an ironic conclusion to their dangerous confrontation.